Hello, welcome to Too Much Rock Podcast number 453. I'm your host, Sid Souter. We start things off this week with a track from Big Huge from New York. That song is called Cruel World, and it's the title track of the band's album. Came out in 2017 on Don Giovanni Records. I'd never heard of the band before, but I saw they were coming into town and looked them up. Gave that one a listen and said, hey, that sounds a lot like a band from Philadelphia. But turns out Tina Holliday from Sheer Mag says that Big Huge was an inspiration for her. So it's not a case of chicken and the egg. It's more of a case of egg or chicken. Anyway, lots of music coming up for you this week. We're going to slow things down for just a little bit, but I promise we're definitely going to pick them up. This is Dentist with the song Corked.
You can take a fall. like somebody I used to know.
Welcome back to Too Much Rock Podcast number 453. We had a set there where we gave the ladies their due, starting with Asbury Park's Dentist. The song is called Corked. It's on the new album Night Swimming, which will be out next week, July 20th, on Cleopatra Records. That band kind of definitely lives in the area of pop punk and indie pop and twee, and for this album, a lot more surf than I imagined, but I have seen people surfing in Asbury Park, so I guess that's okay. After that, we heard from Lucy and the Rats with the song Pills. That is on the band's self-titled album that came out May 25th on Dirty Water Records. Such a great record label. That band based out of London and full of surf songs as well, oddly enough. But that's okay because the front woman is from Australia and they know a little something about surfing down there. That's a very fun album. You probably want to give that one a listen and probably just pick it up, actually. Don't even listen. Just go buy. Guarantee Too Much Rock. And then we ended things off there with Dog Party from Sacramento, California. The song there is called Bad Dream, and it's on the album Hit and Run. The band put that out themselves June 30th of this year. They are out on tour now, and you can see them, and they put on a really good show. Anyway, I guess I should let you know how the podcast works now. It's pretty simple. Every week, I get new music, I listen to it, and I play it on the podcast. If it's good, it's good. If it's bad, it's bad. Whatever. We'll get through it together. But hopefully, I make good choices, make a good podcast, and keep you coming back week after week. Now, in sort of some odd, unplanned gender war, we have a set here by the boys. This is Racket Club with the song Blood on the Moon.
Baby, I'm fearless now, boiling water. I'm fearless now. Baby, we are here somehow, boiling water. I'm fearless now. And tenderly you took me in, and there are things I remember. The salty tears and taste of skin, just something to look after. The howling winds as Baptist thieves on that day in September. Walking Oh,
Well, a few months ago I was admonished that I should warn you before I play any black metal. And I will, but I didn't warn you that time because that's black gaze. And that is Deaf Heaven with the song Canary Yellow, or at least an excerpt of it. Couldn't play the whole thing, it's much too long for this podcast. But that gives you a taste of what this new album is and how they've continued to blend the lines between genres. It's on the new album Ordinary Corrupt Human Love that came out today, July 13th, on Anti Records. That band is on tour and will be coming through the area soon. We'll be talking about that in a moment. And then we played before that Racket Club with the song Blood on the Moon. That's on that band's self-titled debut, which came out last September on Rise Records. That band from Los Angeles featuring members of The Jealous Sound and Knapsack and Sam I Am. And, well, they're also on tour, too. Anyway, let's get some of the business out of the way. I need to let you know that you've been listening to Too Much Rock Podcast number 453, and that I've been your host, Sid Souter. For more information on the podcast, you can visit the Too Much Rock website at toomuchrock.com. That's TOOMUCHROCK.com. Or find me on any of your favorite social media sites like Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram at Sid Much Rock. Looking at the concert calendar, there's some things coming up here. On the 18th, Courtney Barnett is playing at the Truman. 19th, you've got that Neurosis and Converge show at the Granada. Or you can go see Mesoscopheles at the Riot Room. On the 21st, Mama's Boy has a show at the Mini Bar. I haven't seen them in a while. On the 25th, Lemuria is playing at the Record Bar. Definitely excited about that. 26th, Via Luna is at Rhino. On the 29th, Stephen Malkmus is at Record Bar. Looking into August, we've got Erasure at the Uptown on the 1st. Death Heaven at Granada on the 4th. Other Americans are playing at the Rhino on the 4th. Heidi Gluck is playing at Mills Records on the 4th. And there's a band called Dee Dee playing somewhere in Lawrence on the 4th. And I know nothing about them other than a recommendation from a friend out of town that said I should definitely see that band. So, and I don't take that lightly. On the 8th, Dentist is playing at the Replay. Heidi Gluck is playing the 9th at the White Schoolhouse in Lawrence. On the 16th, Smashing Pumpkins are at the Sprint Center. I hear that is not selling well at all, so maybe you can get a good deal on some tickets there. On the 24th, Emmeline Twist is at the Record Bar. The 25th, John Vanderslice is playing a house show somewhere in Kansas City. It might be in my house if he can't find anywhere else. And then the 29th, the Molochs are playing at Voltaire, and I always like seeing shows there. Anyway, let's see. The website. There are lots of new things out there. There are photos and video and my thoughts on the Party Fridge, Awake But Still in Bed, and Hungry Fox's show. There's photos and video of the Racket Club Great Dane show. Photos and video of the Sidekicks Spirit of the Beehive Deco Auto Shoebox Money show. And there are about three other shows I've been to in the last week that will be popping up on the website probably by the time you listen to this. Anyway, I've got one track left for you, and since I've already played something black, don't worry, it's not going to be metal. Instead, it's going to be something that, as I promised earlier, we will be picking it up. This is a band called Catbite. The song is called Street Feeling, and it's a cover of a Selector song, and it's on a new digital-only EP called Panther Pro Sessions. This is a band out of Philadelphia, some punk rockers who decided to put out a record that is a ska band. So it just came out themselves, digital-only. I picked it up on Bandcamp. I think it might have even been free. If not, it's no more than a couple of bucks. Pick this one up. Have a good time. It's summer music. This is Catbite with the song Street Feeling.
Your mouth, grit your teeth.